It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Let the belching commence!
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
And Charles Lindbergh is a woman?
Yep.
Whoa.
Oh, Cliff, bail me out. I got some copy over here.
Wow.
Kendall. You know when we just start the show dying laughing that it's going to be a good one.
And we're just both talking at the same time about different things.
That's just normal.
That's just classic us.
That's just classic episodes.
Right there. That's, I mean, it's just a normal day.
Yep.
This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, which is an internet talk show / radio filler program for Ride 99.
That was a great definition, Cliff.
In Bushel Town.
Synonyms for
terrible, awful, obese.
Comedy bailout.
Let's start the bailout pretty soon here.
The listeners are like, all right, I'm bailing out. You don't have to ask me twice. But, you know, we were stuck in the swamp a few weeks ago. We were, you know, it was just sort of a weird Thanksgiving with the freezer aisle last week. And so I thought, couldn't we all use just a grin? And so how about a comedy bailout episode?
I could use more than a grin, Cliff.
I could use... What could you use?
I could use a big old smile.
If I had a hammer... I don't know.
I could use a hammer to beat somebody over the head with, like Charles the
Conqueror. Oh, now what has he done to you lately?
What has he not done?
A lot! I want one concrete example.
Use it to me.
He's done.
Somehow, everything he does is like straight towards me. Like, I don't know. Like, when I found that big brown spot on the floor right where I sit here in the studio, and I thought, what's that horrible smell?
That's from where you sat on a moon pie.
It is not where I sat on a moon pie. He was like, well, I was in the oil under the car, and I've came in here. I like to sit here and eat my lunch here at the desk. And I don't know. Why is he, like, against me? Why is he after me?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm in a horror movie, and he's after me all the time.
I don't know. Speaking of, what is that? Some, like, penicillin growing on your mouse over there?
What is that?
I think that must be something from one of Charles's lunches from a few months ago. Probably back from the summer.
Now I have to burn my computer.
Excuse me, bud. Pardon me for interrupting.
Hello, dear.
Whatever it is you're
doing. I'm laughing already,
here.
Dear.
What are you laughing about, girl?
The comedy bailout, dear.
I don't know what she's talking about, but I can certainly use a chuckle or two.
We all could.
Mrs. Butter Butter Butterton and I, we've been slaving away putting together this 10,000-piece puzzle in the lobby.
Look at the box, dear. Isn't it beautiful? It's a Thomas Kincaid, dear.
That's lovely.
What's that a picture of?
He was the painter of light bulbs.
Rembrandt.
No, bow. Rembrandt.
Rem who?
That was only the first time I'd heard that.
Oh, my. It's a beautiful lighted cottage in the woods, boys.
Oh, isn't it beautiful, dear?
It reminds me of growing up, girl.
Oh, dear, wasn't it wonderful days in the Bushel Town woods, dear, growing up, dear, when it was so pleasant before global warming, dear, when it was nice and beautiful, dear.
Oh, so beautiful. I remember the foliage.
Oh, dear, the lake loons.
The loons. The foliage.
Oh, dear, it makes me want to finish this puzzle, dear.
Oh,
I'm just bringing back so many good memories.
Oh, yes, dear. Oh, I'll beat you to it.
No, you won't, dear.
Didn't Thomas Kincaid, he's dead, and wasn't he disgraced before he died?
Was he?
I think so. Why don't you just Google it, everybody? And if not, then
report back.
Sorry. Yeah, report back to us.
Well, next week back, we have a
retraction.
We want to retract that.
Can't retract that. Kendall.
Cliff. Tips on being funny.
Yeah, what have you got for us?
Loosen up.
Loosen up. All right.
You know, some people... Now, Cliff, I'm telling this for all the listeners.
Yeah.
You know, we are good and loose. God.
Rim who?
We are comfortable with who we are, and we...
Are we? I mean, really?
We're hilarious already is what I'm getting at. I'm telling this for the listeners. I'm giving them tips on how to be funny. Loosen up. Don't be too uptight or self-conscious. It's a roadblock to creativity and being funny. And you know I suffer from that sometimes.
You do. Oh, it's just painful to listen to. But we're here. We're your moral support.
Like I'm being mocked here on the air.
No, Kendall, I would never. You can't take my brutal sincerity
from me.
Oh, no, no. They can't.
It's brutal, all right.
The way you wear your hat. The way your pants are too tight. Kendall, this is a comedy bailout. What does that mean to you?
God, it's getting so deep here, Cliff.
And also, what's your favorite comedy memory?
Oh, I got that one. Each week on the show.
When we laugh at ourselves?
No, actually, I've got it. Oh, I've got it.
All right.
You asked me. It'll be answered.
You heard how shocked I was.
When we were in the movie theater, and you're like, what smells like a baby diaper in here? The first time you and I went to see the movie Holes. The first time we'd ever seen went to the movie together.
Yeah.
You're like, what smells like a baby diaper? And I had had a little flatulence earlier.
I really thought that someone had changed a diaper and had left the loaded diaper like right behind us.
Comedy. And see, look at me loosening up.
Damn it, you're loose over there, Kendall.
Cliff, look for humor in everyday events.
Every day.
Like, was there a bigger word? No, it was events.
No, it was just events.
Many comedians focus on the world around them.
Let's see if we can come up with some observational humor right now in the studio.
Cliff, I am watching Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn and Mr. Snobbottom put together a puzzle out there. It doesn't get any funnier than that.
It's to explain the hilariousness.
The bowels that are just pouring all over the floor every 5 minutes.
Well, it's a shame, you know, because when he bends over to, you know, really get the puzzle piece in there, it's a strain. He's straining a lot of muscles, some that he doesn't use that often because they don't put together that many puzzles. Mm-hmm. Usually they play Yahtzee. And that's not a joke.
Oh, it's a joke. It's joke time. Have a bad joke.
Bad joke. Oh, let's have a bad joke, shall we?
Aren't you so excited?
Kendall, guess what?
What?
I wanted you to guess, but okay.
Oh.
No, Kendall, it was a little girl. Yeah, close. There was a little girl who was leading her dog through the park.
Oh, that's cute.
When an old man stopped her, and he said, "That sure is a pretty dress you're wearing." And the little girl smiled. She said, "Thank you, sir. My mama bought it for me. And this is my dog, Porky." And the old man chuckled. He said, "Well, I'll bet a nickel I can guess why you call him that." See, the whole dress thing's already been dropped. And she said,
"Drop the whole first act."
She shook her head. Kendall, you got to build character. Uh-huh. It's nothing without if you don't care about these characters. And you already proved that you do care about him. Admit it. You care about this little girl.
I care about this little girl. I'm afraid for her. I'm afraid he's going to murder her.
All right. So the little girl said, "I bet you can't guess why I call my dog Porky." And the old man, he laughed. He said, "You call him Porky because he's so fat like Cliff and Kendall." And she shook her head and said, "No, sir. We call him Porky because he likes to f*** pigs."
What a precocious little girl. I did care about them until he called us fat. No, see, the mother, my mother that's in my heart, I'm like, he's going to murder her.
I'll admit, I was afraid too for a
minute. But the little guy gets on a plane and sits next to the window. A few minutes later, this big, fat, heavy, strong, mean-looking man, hulky guy, plops down in the seat next to him. And immediately just falls asleep. And the little guy starts to feel a little air sick, but he's too afraid to wake this big scary guy up to ask if he can go to the bathroom. He knows he can't climb over him. He knows the guy's sitting there looking at this big guy trying to decide what to do. Suddenly the plane hits the air pocket because he just blorches all over this guy's chest. And he's like, "Oh God, what am I gonna do?" And about 5 minutes later, the guy wakes up, looks down, sees all this blorch all over him.
Ooh.
And the guy says, "Oh, you feeling better?"
I get it.
Did you care about those characters, though?
Well...
did I build up character enough at the beginning?
You know, I was thinking... I got distracted because you said air pocket, and what I thought
hot
of
pocket.
It... Yeah, I thought, I really wish I had a hot pocket.
See, I should have started, "We're in the airline terminal. We're boarding a Southwest plane.
There's a pilot that looks just like Jake Gyllenhaal."
You're like, "Oh, you got my attention."
And I'm there. I'm with you, Kendall. Mm-hmm. All right, now let me tell you this. Are you ready? Are you settled in?
Oh, I'm so ready. I'm so settled.
And this is a Lord of the Rings-esque kind of joke.
Oh, God.
So I'm gonna start.
Wake me up in the third.
I'm going to go fast. I don't want any interruptions, okay?
Oh, God. Okay.
Kendall, there was a little boy. And guess what? He was about 10 years old, and he was walking down the sidewalk dragging a flattened frog on a string behind him. He came up to the doorstep of where? But a whorehouse. And knocked on the door. Well, you know, and when the head whore answered, and she saw the little boy and said, "Well, what do you want?" And he said, "I want to have sex with one of the women inside. I have the money to buy it, and I'm not leaving till I get it." He was a demanding customer.
Little Johnny was his name.
Oh, I don't know. And so the head whore, she thought, "Well, why not?" And so she told him to come on in, and once in, she told him to just pick any of the girls he liked. And so this little boy, he said, "Do any of these girls have diseases?" And of course, the head whore, she said, "No." And the little boy, he said, "Well, I heard all the men talking about having sex and getting shots after making love with Amber, and that's the girl I want." And so it's...
Why would he want Amber if she's got
diseases? Hey, I like that I'm keeping you on the edge of your seat. And you're asking questions, trying to figure it out. Kendall, since the little boy was so adamant, and he had the money to pay for it, the head whore told him to go to the first room on the right. He headed down the hall dragging that squashed frog behind him. Remember that squashed frog?
I remember it.
10 minutes later, he came back.
It's a red herring.
Still a dragon. No. It's very, very important. You will see. 10 minutes later, he came back still dragging the frog, paid the head whore, and headed out the door. And the head whore stopped him, and she said, ho, wait there. Why did you pick the only girl in the place with a disease instead of one of the others? She was conducting a poll, an exit poll. And he said, "Well, if you must know, tonight when I get home, my parents are going to go out to a restaurant to eat, leaving me at home with the babysitter. After they leave, my babysitter will help bone me because she just happens to be very fond of cute little boys," which is, that's... unsettling.
It took a turn for the worst.
That part's unsettling. But then he goes on to say, "Well, she will then get the disease that I just caught. And when Mom and Dad get back, Dad will take the babysitter home. And on the way, he'll have a bang session with her, and he'll catch the disease. Then when Dad gets home from the babysitters, he and Mom will go to bed and have sex themselves, and Mom will catch the disease. And in the morning when Dad goes to work, the milkman will deliver the milk, have a quickie with Mom, and catch the disease. And he's the son of a bitch that ran over my frog."
Well, and then he throwed it in his back. that was like an Inception joke.
It was
so long, so many levels. It's three trunks.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
Got into a taxi, and they told the driver where to go. The driver has no idea where the address is, so he just starts the engine, waits a few seconds, turns off the car, and he says, "All right, guys, we're here." The first drunk, he pays him $10, gets out. Second drunk gives him $20 and gets out, and the third drunk slaps the driver across the face. And he's so worried, the drunk has realized the car didn't even move. He said, "What was that for?" And the drunk says, "Control your speed next time, you almost killed us."
Kendall, guess what? There was an old man in his 80s. And think of all the things he's seen in his life, everybody. And he was putting on his coat, and his wife said, "Where the hell are you going?" And he said, "I'm going to the doctor." And she said, "Well, why? Are you sick?" And he said, "No, I'm going to go get me some of those new Viagra pills." And yes, you're right, listeners. The word Viagra means hilarity is on the way. So his wife...
Another tip for you.
Yeah. Use Viagra in as many conversations as you can. So his wife got up out of her rocker, and she was putting on her sweater. And he said, "Well, where the hell are you going?" And he said, "Well, I'm going to the doctor, too." And he said, "Why?" And she replied, "If you're going to start using that rusty old thing again, I'm going to need a tetanus shot."
Oh. Cliff, a doctor just finished the checkup with a man. Mm. And he says, "I've got good news and I got bad news. What do you want to hear first?" And the patient says, "Well, I guess the bad news." He said, "We only have 3 months to live and there's nothing else I can do. I'm sorry."
Oh, my God. Would you not love to hear that? At this point?
I was like, "What's the bad news?"
Just kidding. This is a comedy bailout.
Comedy time. The patient, he starts crying. And he says, and the doctor says, no, I know you're upset. Remember, I said there was good news, too. And the patient says, "Yes, I need some good news. What is it?" He said, "Well, you know my nurse, Donna.
He says, yeah. He's like, you know the one that with the big... And he was like, yes, yes. And he was getting real excited now. He's like, you know the one he's always flirting with you every time you come in for a checkup? And he's like, yes. He's getting so excited. Yes. And the doctor said, well, I finally had sex with her last night.
Oh, my.
What a bitch doctor that was.
What a bitch doctor.
What a bitch doctor.
Oh, Buzz. Excuse me, Buzz.
Oh, dear. Look at this. Look at how far we've come with the puzzle, dear.
Look how far. Oh, pardon me. Did I hear you say something about a witch doctor, Buzz?
A witch doctor? No. A bitch doctor.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear. Buzz.
Well, never mind that, Buzz. Well, take a look at this puzzle. Why, we've got the whole left side of the beautiful Litferman Doe's cabin.
Oh, look. Look at the way the light's falling on the floor of that cabin there. It's beautiful.
Oh, no, dear. Breathtaking.
I just want to be at this cabin, dear. It's so wonderful.
Oh, dear. Look at the minute details only Thomas Kincaid could capture.
Oh, most people don't know a Kincaidian painting is the most beautiful kind you could find, dear.
How pity the poor fools who don't know that, dear. Oh, my. Well, let's get back out here, dear. I think we've got a whole other bag full of pieces there under the table.
Who knows if they're going to finish before the show's over.
Well, can anybody even... I mean, will they even finish?
Will they finish? Join us after the break.
Stay tuned.
We'll be right back after this.
Oh, God.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
It's just you and me.
Fantasy Fall.
We're all alone.
Fantasy Fall.
I'll start, you finish.
Fantasy Fall.
Live your wildest dreams.
Fantasy Fall.
Unlike any number you've ever called. 1-900-660-8000. $5 for the first minute, $1 for each additional minute. Call me now. Fantasy Phone.
Oh, you are not going to want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Welcome back to a comedy bailout.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is. That was an example of comedy.
Whoa, funny voices, use them.
Cliff, another tip is to visit with a naturally funny friend or acquaintance. Now, you can check that off your list right now by listening to this show. Find out who you're talking to. Be aware of their age and humor. Don't tell inside jokes. Oh, this is all. We're just breaking every comedy rule there is.
Oh, you know, the only somebody like Stewart would do that. That's dumb. All right, so anyway, Kendall, this is a comedy bailout show.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. I don't know what's happening, dear. We're getting so close to getting finished.
I know, dear. I know.
I don't know if all the pieces are there,
It
dear.
Doesn't feel like there's enough, dear.
What happened to them? Oh, my. I don't know if I can handle it. If the beautiful lattice work on the beautiful ivy-covered cottage isn't complete.
Now, hold on. Did you open the box fresh? Was it a brand new box?
It was brand new, by from the big puzzle store in Smackover.
Well, if you just opened it, why would you be missing any pieces?
You're looking at me like I'm the one missing stuff.
I was looking
over
at
here.
You, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Church.
Oh!
I'm so sorry, dear. I thought you were talking to Mr. Snodbottom, dear. I can't imagine why. It just doesn't feel like there's enough pieces, dear. I think it's my own worry, dear, of this beautiful painting, and we're not going to be able to see it finished.
Oh, dear. Don't even mention it, dear. Let's get back out there. Maybe it's all an optical illusion, dear.
Okay, dear. I'm going to need some sherry before...
Okay. Oh, my God. Kendall, there's something wrong with you when nobody in the room knows who you're talking to. I'm just going to blame it on you. I'm going to go ahead and blame it on you. And in that...
Are you talking to me?
Spirit. I am, and I'm asking, is the price right?
Is it right? You know, this week we're talking about comedy and fun.
And if this isn't a natural choice for this episode as a segment, I don't know what is.
Who is? Well, so I try to think of some fun... comedic thing, more fun than anything. So I've got tell me if you know how much this is. Let's just break right into it. Park and go-kart track in Texarkana. Now, Cliff, this is 6.2 acres. With all assets, it's a highly profitable go-kart, miniature golf, climbing wall, batting cage, paintball operation. It's recession-proof.
Mm. Thank God.
You can gross a huge sales ratio every day. Regional draw about 450,000 people a year. What? How much?
$500,000.
$599,000.
Oh, wow. And see, I bet I could talk them down.
You can see. Asking price is $599,000,
$500,000
is what you're
going to
pay.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Kendall, here, I'm asking you this. How much is the price? Is the price right for this? One bottle of 60 pills of the Mr. Thick Male Enhancement.
Whoa!
60 pills. Mr. Thick Male Enhancement.
That would be $37.42.
Oh my God.
With tags, of course.
Kendall knows. What he forgot is that he paid a little bit for shipping and handling. It's actually
$29.95. That's on sale.
With
it's a blue
$7.
That's only
Whitewater Rafting Company. I don't know why my voice went so high.
That. It's for comedic reasons,
now,
undoubtedly.
I gotta give you the details on this.
Okay.
It's in Buena Vista, Colorado.
All right. Whitewater rafting, $30,000.
Oh, no.
No.
You have to up that one.
Oh, shit.
$295,000.
For a raft?
It's more than they're 5-star rated. You didn't want all the details.
Well, that changes things. All right, Kendall, how much for this? The Blu-ray of one of the all-time classic comedies. I'm talking timeless. I'm talking I've watched it over and 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 over again on your iPad. Sex.
How do you keep it in my iPad?
And the City 2.
There were so many overs, I forgot what it was. What about Sex and the City 2?
There were so many overs that for a minute I was afraid I wouldn't be able to stop saying over and over.
Keep going.
The Blu-ray, Sex and the City 2 Blu-ray.
That's right. I honestly forgot.
brand new, unopened.
A brand new, unopened Blu-ray. What are those going for these days? $25.
And worth every penny of that, sir. But this is a deal, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker, she's not trying to make a million off of this when she wants the people to have the comedy. And it's on affordably priced at $6.95.
Whoa. Maybe a good one.
Yeah.
All right, but you're going to want this, so go ahead and get your wallet out.
Ooh, I want you. I don't know if I need you, but ooh, I die to find out. Remember that song?
I do remember that. And over and over.
And over and over. That's how many times I heard it.
Bedrock City. It's a Stone Age theme park inspired by the animated TV show The Flintstones.
Oh, I want to live there.
I told you you want it. It's on the market. In addition to several fake rock-style huts, it features owners will inherit a campground, volcano train, a themed diner, brontosaurus slide, and a convenience store with statues of cartoon characters nestled around the property. It's in Williams, Arizona. It's a 30-minute drive from the rocky formations of the Grand Canyon.
$200,000.
Well,
no.
Unfortunately, that one is
$750,000. Oh. And worth it.
It's worth it. If we pool our money together, we might just be able to drive out there and look at it.
Let's try and buy a ticket for one day.
Yeah.
Kendall.
Cliff.
Global motion activated toilet nightlight.
I've seen these. I thought they were a good idea.
Your choice of colors.
$29.95.
Oh, Kendall. For a limited time only. At the affordable price of $10.50. Order.
I need to go get two of those.
Everything that I looked up is available on Amazon.com.
Oh, but that's it. I don't know why I was going to go into more.
I don't know either. But it's okay. I mean, you know,
the price was right.
The price was right. The time was right. This is the comedy bailout show.
Dear, we're so close, dear.
Oh,
so
are you?
So very close, dear. But look at this. There can't be enough pieces over here, dear.
Why do you think there's pieces missing?
I don't know, dear. Has Charles the contractor been around here?
Oh, well, I saw him earlier because, you know,
he's... Oh, go ahead.
What? He was filling in that big hole that, you know, he dug yesterday.
Oh, he's done that three times today already. He's in the kitchen. He was making something.
Oh.
He's baking something. I don't know. He's making working on
bacon?
Something. It's going to be terrible. Anyway.
Oh, so yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, we're going to keep looking for these pieces, too.
All right. Well, good luck.
Just thanks for checking in. What's next?
Kendall, would you just not quote me about this?
Stop quoting me. I told you a million times, Cliff. Over and over.
This is a comedy bailout, and if your gut's not too sore from busting thus far, we're about to do some hilarious don't quote me's where we say something hilarious and we try to guess who said it first.
Alright, I'm ready.
You go.
But no man has a good enough memory to be a successful liar. Who said it?
Was that the Cliff and Kendall of his time, Mark Twain?
No! I knew you would guess that it was Abraham Lincoln. Mark Twain has a similar quote.
I'm sure that he was paraphrasing Twain when he said
Abraham Lincoln was paraphrasing Twain.
I'm positive. This is my depressed stance. When you're depressed, it makes a lot of difference how you stand. The worst thing you can do is straighten up and hold your head high, because then you'll start to feel better. If you're going to get any joy out of being depressed, you got to stand like this.
Richardson.
And then he said, good grief.
Charlie Brown.
I want a normal dog like everybody else.
The Richard Simmons of his time.
The Richard Simmons of his day.
Okay, Cliff. A day without sunshine is like, you know, night.
It's like, you know, night. Oh, and I like it. I love it. But I don't remember who said it. Richard Simmons.
No, but Mark Twain. No, I'm kidding. Steve Martin.
I knew that reeked of Twain.
He stopped in the middle of his banjo playing.
Kendall.
Cliff.
Once I pulled a job, I was so stupid. I picked a guy's pocket on an airplane and made her run for it.
Oh.
And I didn't get no respect either.
I was about to say Rodney Dangerfield.
You were about to get it right.
I swear to you, I was going to say that.
I believe it.
I'm so used to not being right. I'm very emphatically telling you
I was
right.
So used to you not being right, I thought I had to give you a hint.
I know. Just hold for applause, please.
I made the whole face, the tie gesture.
I know. I can resist everything except temptation.
Oh, that was Jesus Christ himself.
No, close. Oscar Wilde.
Oh, the Jesus Christ of his time. Yeah. Kendall, the planet is fine. The people are f***ed.
Stephen Hawking.
a contemporary of Hawking's, George Carlin.
Close enough.
Pretty close. A lot of people, you know, they say, why don't we make a George Carlin biopic, and they said, well, we already made one about Stephen Hawking. It's the exact same thing.
Close enough. Get your facts first, and then you can distort them as you please.
Oh, what's that? someone in the news media? Walter Cronkite?
No, I'll give you a hint. It wasn't Abraham Lincoln.
Okay. It was Thomas Jefferson.
Mark Twain.
Kendall, that's why they call it the American Dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Thomas Jefferson.
And then he said, the planet is fine. It's the people that are It was also George Carlin.
Oh, it was a trick question.
Oh, what a trick.
Rodney Dangerfield.
I guess, you know, you got to have a few tricks in a comedy bailout.
A lot of tricks.
A lot of tricks going on.
Cliff, and I don't know what that was. I don't know where it's Don't quote me anymore. I'm not quoting anymore.
Stop quoting me.
I was going to say, I'm done talking to you.
I'm done. Yeah, I'm pretty done. Comedy in your life. What has it meant?
What has it meant?
Yeah, never mind.
How about some... That was pretty stupid. How about some stupid questions?
All right.
Time for questions.
Ooh.
I can hear the excitement in your voice, but...
I'm excited.
What is something that is popular now that annoys you? Can't beat this show.
You know, you said popular, right?
Uh-huh.
Give me an hour to narrow it down.
Great.
Sit back over there.
Everything.
What? Let's see. Is this one of many things?
Let's just
many
go
things.
To this room, maybe.
Okay.
Narrow it down to that.
Now, I would say, just briefly, is it how that they just keep making the same movies over and over? And over and over and over and
we'll
over and
that.
Over and over oh, and God, over and again. Over and over and over and over and over. and over again, Kendall. And it's like we can't get rid of one Spider-Man before they bring back another one. We get it. He's a spider.
Cliff, if you had intro music, what song would it be? We already kind of do, but ignore that one.
It would be the Give Me a Break theme song. Give me a break, I sure deserve it. It's time I made it to the top.
Speaking of.
Give me a break, I'm looking for it. Get behind me, pull out every stop. I want a happy ending. I'm tired of pretending. It's time I got my piece of the cake. Oh, give me a break. I am the Nell Carter of now.
I forgot that I gave you a song moment to sing a huge long song. But speaking of, Cliff, if you could bring back one TV show that was canceled, which one would you bring back?
Oh, now this. How, I don't know. Where do you start?
I knew this one. We're going to have to have another an hour.
Do you start? Well, we'd have to go back in time and film it. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, it could be anything.
Okay. Then I would bring back the Golden Palace, the Golden Girls spinoff.
Yes, that'd be good.
Wouldn't that be good to have seven more seasons of those three?
That would be great. What three words best describe you?
A stink, stank, stunk.
Ah, good. We're thinking along the same lines. All right, Cliff, and that's all the time we have for stupid questions.
Are you kidding me?
Dear, I'm so sorry to interrupt, dear, but we've only a few pieces left, dear.
Oh, Bowser was so close.
I don't know if we have them. We haven't counted them, dear. The suspense was just too... Oh, my goodness, dear, what has just happened?
Hey, I'm going to borrow this table leg real quick. Charles. I got to go roll out some cookie dough.
Charles, you've knocked over their table with the puzzle on, and they were so close.
I can't, dear.
The Kincaid painting was so close to being finished.
The puzzle pieces, they're all over the floor. Low.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Bowser, dear. I don't know. Should I get a broom, dear?
It's funny. Her turns just stunned. She can't even talk.
Oh, look at
it. Oh, my bowels have become alive.
Oh, gosh. Everybody out.
My bowels can't believe what's happening.
You know what? Hey, look at it this way. This is a great time to pick the pieces up and start again.
Oh, Bowser, I'm not ready to laugh yet, Bowser.
All right, well.
She's so despondent.
Oh, wait. I know what'll cheer you guys up.
What?
Are you ready to be cheered up? Come back.
Of course, dear. We're ready to be cheered up.
Now, put a smile on that face.
Oh, I'm trying, dear. Thank you.
Oh, boy. I desperately need a chuckle.
Stay sad around you,
boys, dear. Oh, dear. Think of our beautiful children. We've got to keep a brave face for them, dear.
You're so right, dear.
Oh, dear.
They're the Thomas Kincaid paintings in our life, dear. Oh, dear.
And
that was beautiful.
That was beautiful, but that was not what I was talking about. You have a wonderful comedic song for us.
Oh, dear, you're right. All the destruction, I forgot all about it, dear.
Oh, I love it. The destruction, let's just forget about that.
Yes, dear.
And really quick, before you sing, start warming up, okay?
All right, yellow leather.
All right, Kendall, I just got out of the hospital. I was in a speed reading accident. I hit a bookmark and flew across the room.
Oh,
and
shit.
And that was said by Stephen Wright.
If you could kick the person in the pants responsible for most of your trouble, you wouldn't sit for a month.
Oh.
And that was Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, Teddy.
Preaching to meddling.
Kendall, when I was growing up, I always wanted to be someone. Now I realize I should have been more specific. And that was said by Lily Tomlin.
Oh, good old Lily Tomlin. I love
her. All right, Buzz, I think I'm ready to sing.
I'm ready, dear. Let's do it.
All right, so hit it, guys.
This was never the way I planned. Not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to. Just wanna try you on. I'm curing us for you. Caught my attention. I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. Hope Mr. Smartbottom doesn't mind it. Oh, it felt so wrong and it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it.
something happens to me. You won't believe it. I was sitting beneath a tree, just enjoying nature. There was noise from above. I saw a furry tail. I was stunned. I couldn't move just then. Oh dear. I kissed a squirrel and I liked it. I sure hope he wasn't rabid. I kissed a squirrel just to try it. Oh, I hope Mrs. Putterchurn doesn't mind it. I felt his fur, it was so soft. I think he wanted my nuts. I kissed a squirrel and I liked it. Oh, I liked it.
Us girls, we are so magical. Soft skin, red lips, so kissable. Hard to resist, so touchable. Too good to deny it.
Oh, it's not any big deal, boys. It was all very innocent.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick.
I kissed a squirrel just to try it. Oh, I hope Mrs. Butterton doesn't mind it.
Oh, it felt so wrong. It felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a squirrel and I liked it. I liked it.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.